This last Friday and Saturday, I did memorial services for two of our members of this church, older women who had passed. And I was not fortunate enough to get to know them. But as they told their stories, the eulogies, and I met with the family, I began to know who they were and what they were about and what was important to them. And for the family, what was important in their relationships. In our reading today from Acts, Tabitha had died. And the women were very sad. This was their friend, somebody that was very important to them. And so they came to Peter and they showed him what she had made. She did good works. She was a seamstress, and she produced these beautiful pieces of work. And so through that, they were saying, this is who she is. This is how important she was to us. This is an important woman in our lives. And through her works, they got to know her. And they knew about her, and they wanted to share who she was. And so in the gospel reading, when they came and said, if you're the Messiah, just tell us. And Jesus was saying, it's through my works you know who I am. That's how we know who we are. It's through what we do. There are people that profess to be Christians and are the ugliest people in the world. They do evil things, but they feel justified. And yet, because you're baptized and are baptized into the church, does not mean you're living the life that God intended, that Jesus talked about. It's through the works that we do that make us who we are. It's who we profess to be. This Sunday, we celebrate Mother's Day. Some women are not blessed to be biological mothers. And yet each one of us, both men and women, carry the ability to mother, to be able to care for each other, to love, to have tenderness and compassion. Jesus is probably the epitome when he said, I'm the good shepherd. A shepherd mothers their flock. He used the word good shepherd, because there can be shepherds that don't, who don't take care, who just do the minimum. Some of us are fortunate to have mothers who did the maximum, who made many, many sacrifices. And for that, we are blessed. And for those who may not, others have had to step in to show them what it means to be mothered, to be cared for, and to be loved. And as Christians, that's what God's asking us to do. Jesus showed us how to care for everyone. Our community, you can use all the publicity in the world. You can be on Facebook. You can post times of services. But if somebody walks in this church and doesn't feel that compassion and tenderness and mothering, they won't stay. If you can't care for each other, you can't care for the world. So our life is guided by Jesus by saying you must be the good shepherd. Follow me. Do what I do. You don't have to have titles. What you have to do is just be who God made you to be, and to do that the best you can by showing love, tenderness, and compassion. Not only just to those who you know, but to the stranger. That's a true mother. A mother is one who reaches out and sacrifices for others and gives the most she can to make their life a better world, to make the world a better place, and to show them the way to God. Because God is a mystery, we can only touch on the essence of God through what we learn from each other. And all the books in the world can't do or tell us the same as what one person can do in that moment of reaching out and touching and loving another. Amen.